On the KTAR Newsmaker line is Captain Rob McDade of the Phoenix Fire Department, the lead agency on that Jomax fire, a desert fire that broke out yesterday in the North Valley. First off, Captain McDade, appreciate you joining us, and thank you, because your firefighters, along with those other departments, got a quick handle on this thing, so thank you very much. This was, while in the open desert, in some ways kind of an urban fire because it's surrounded by population and homes.
It really is. We train for that. And you know what? That's really the uniqueness of Phoenix, right? If you drive through the city of our town, we've got giant mountains, open washes. It really what makes us unique. So the Phoenix Fire Department is trained for that. We're always aware of that. And you know what? Quite frankly, we fear those fires. House fires are our bread and butter, apartment fires. But these wildland fires, it's, you know, we have to slow down, look at the terrain, and come up with a game plan on how to protect those structures. And it just took off quickly on us, and that was our fear the whole time of the just all the fuel and all that wind.
You know, obviously, when people think about keeping firefighters safe, they think about, you know, not having them get burned up or, you know, suffer from smoke inhalation. But when you're fighting a fire outside and it's above 100 degrees and a lot of your guys and gals are wearing turnouts, you have a lot of concern about the well-being of your firefighters because of the heat.
We do have a lot of concern of that, and that's why we always maintain, you know, peak fitness that we can, but we also communicate well, and we overproduce manpower on that, right? So when you look at a third alarm, we needed every truck, we needed every brush truck and tanker, but we need those personnel. We have to keep our folks safe. When you look at a house fire, when you look at an apartment fire, we're talking 15-minute, 20-minute rotations. We come out, change our bottles. On a brush fire, you're asking your folks to be out there for 4, 5, 6 hours putting out these fires. So our main concern is protecting structures, and then it's protecting our folks. Just exactly what you said, all that heat, all that work they're doing. So, you know, it really comes down to all the training and all of the equipment that we have in place to protect everybody that lives here in the valley from these brush fires.
We're talking about Captain Rob McDade. We're talking with, I should say, Captain Rob McDade of the Phoenix Fire Department. They, along with some other agencies, got that Jomax fire out. Now, we've gotten official word now. Thank you for letting us know that, Captain. This started with a remote control plane crashing, and you were telling someone in the newsroom, I believe Jeremy Foster, that the guy who flew that plane is probably not going to face charges, right?
Yeah, exactly. You know, he was very distraught when it happened, and luckily he didn't just leave the area. He immediately called 911. A lot of us are familiar with that strip. That little remote control strip's been there for almost 40 years. It's a group that manages it. They've got actually a paved runway out there. They've got a key to the gate. They've done a great job of taking care of that area. It's always clean. They pick up their trash. But, however, we know accidents happen. When we look at intent, he did not intend to crash his airplane and start the fire. He was very remorseful. He stayed around as long as he needed to. He spoke to fire investigators, to the police department. Mm. We have his contact info. But when you look at stuff like that, there's really no reason to prosecute somebody like that. Again, like I said, he did not intend to start that fire. But we will turn that over to state land. If there's anything they feel that he needs to reimburse, we've got all of his contact info. But it's a fluke, and that's a first for me. I've never been on a fire where I've had to tell the media that a remote control airplane started the fire.
We have just a few seconds left here with Captain Rob McDade of the Phoenix Fire Department. Most people don't start fires intentionally, but there is a high danger right now in the desert, isn't there?
It's an extreme high danger. We've all seen the new billboards. You're parking your car near the high brush. What we want you to do is just be mindful of just how this is the highest intensity brush season we're at right now. We're at the peak. So please be careful, even in just your mundane everyday stuff that you do. Look at your surroundings and think about what you're doing and just try to avoid these brush fires, because boy, they take up a lot of our resources. Yeah. And we want to keep everyone safe.